This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, January 25th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. The National Health Service in the UK, the NHS, is severely underfunded, according to unions in the country. That's why they are organizing a massive demonstration scheduled for Saturday, February 3rd in London. The NHS is the largest single-payer health system in the world. It is free at the point of delivery because it is primarily funded through the general taxation system. I talked to Mark Serwotka about the NHS and the February 3rd demonstration. Mr. Serwotka is the General Secretary of PCS, the Public and Commercial Services Union. I asked him if he thought the NHS was in crisis.
There is absolutely no doubt that it is in crisis. It is in crisis because of a chronic lack of funding, and is in crisis because of privatisation of many aspects of its services. I am a passionate supporter of the NHS, and I think I have good personal reason to say that. I've had a heart transplant within the last 12 months, and I've had three life-saving operations on our NHS in the last 6 years. So I saw firsthand what so many hundreds of thousands of people in the UK see, that when you need it, here are professional doctors, nurses, porters, catering staff, radiologists, physios, who when you need them, they are there for you. It is free at the point of demand, and you get the best possible service, whether you are a millionaire or whether you are unemployed. And as such, not just have I seen that personally firsthand, it is an institution that has real support in Britain. But unfortunately, successive governments, and particularly the Conservative government, have sought to undermine the NHS. Whether it's through programs of privatization, whether it's burdening it with huge debts because of private finance initiative projects that cost billions and billions and billions of pounds, we now have a service that's on its knees, where people are going to accident and emergency and sometimes waiting on trolleys for 12 hours because there are no beds or because the staff cannot because of a chronic lack of funding. So I'm proud to say that my union is supporting the demonstration on the 3rd of February. We're hoping that hundreds of thousands of people turn out to tell the government that we support the NHS. And in saying we support it, we're pretty clear about what is needed to get the NHS back on its feet. And that is much, much more funding. Funding to ensure that the expertise we now have and the skills we have, we can invest in to ensure that more operations can take place, more beds are available, and that we have a much better system of social care so that people, when they've been treated, can be put back in the communities to convalesce. And that money should be found by taxation. It should be found by recognising that whether it's corporations or wealthy individuals should pay more, it's a quite simple equation, really, is that the people who have the most should pay more money in to allow the NHS to provide the services that we so desperately need.
There are some who suggest that the solution to the underfunding of the NHS is to open the system up to more privatization. What do you think of that?
We are opposed to privatization. We actually think that rather than be more privatization, we should look to bring services back in-house. And the reason for that really is fairly straightforward, that when we're introducing the private sector into our NHS, private sectors ultimately are about making profits for shareholders. And we believe that the NHS should not be about making profits. It should be about putting people first. And when we've looked at the privatisation of whether it's the health service or other public services in the UK, the profits that are made for shareholders almost always come on the back of taking money off the workforce or cutting internal budgets. And what we need in an NHS is not money taken off the workforce. It's to give them the pay rises they deserve. It is to give them the conditions they deserve, rather than worrying about people saying, we're in this to make money.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.